Wake up. The Morning Playhouse.
With Ciro, Rat, and Maggie.
Wake me up.
Y94.
Think about relationships.
I love you.
And we're supposed to be more than friends.
Oh, we are more than that.
You complete me.
I will do whatever it is that I have to do to never hurt you again.
You make me want to be a better man.
You have me at hello.
I'm not shooting for a successful relationship. Basically, I'm just looking for a mammal.
The Playhouse Relationship Ref.
Relationship Ref gives you what you've always needed in your relationship. A winner. Can you imagine if when you're locked in head-to-head battle, an argument that seems to never end, if a bunch of random strangers would burst into your house, crash through the windows, kick in the door, and say, "No, stop! We have a winner! Your meatloaf does suck and you can't cook!" It would raise the other person above their shoulders and throw them out the house. Say, "Sorry, you're sleeping out in the yard tonight because you're wrong." Well, that's what Relationship Ref gives you. We get a side of an argument. Then we get the other side. And you decide, are you team so-and-so or the other team so-and-so? Now, we only have one so-and-so on the show today because the other one bailed on us last minute. So, so-and-so, Melissa, tell us what's going on. What's the argument?
So, the issue in our relationship is that I'm 7 months pregnant. And I really enjoy my job. And it doesn't pay great, but I go to work every day feeling, you know, fulfilled. I enjoy it very much. My husband approached me the other day and basically said he was running numbers, and he thinks that since we would, as he puts it, having me work to pay for daycare, that I should just quit my job and be a stay-at-home mom. So I don't know. I mean, I understand that daycare is expensive, and my husband does make a good living, so I could do this if I wanted to. I just don't really appreciate him devaluing my career and making it seem like it would be pointless for me to go to work every day. I really enjoy what I do. I worked very hard to get where I am, and I don't understand why it matters if a large portion of my paycheck is going to our daycare provider. You know, if I'm enjoying what I'm doing and we'd have a little extra money coming in, then what does it hurt?
So is that his main issue then, that daycare is so expensive?
Yeah. Well, he also told me that he doesn't want a daycare raising his baby and that we're going to be better parents than that. I just think he has this fantasy of me being barefoot in the kitchen at home, making him dinner with a baby hanging from my nipple, you know?
Well, I don't know if that's quite word for word his fantasy. That'd be an interesting fantasy. So I don't want to, you know, get too into your financial business.
Right.
But the amount of money after daycare is paid for that you would have coming in, is that a significant extra amount or not really?
It's not a huge amount. I mean, I have to pay for the same amount of hours of daycare that I am gone at work. But it's a little extra spending money, and I really feel like it's just more about me being happy and feeling, you know, I just really like my job.
And you would feel somewhat unfulfilled sitting at home and not doing what you're doing at work. I mean, you have a hard time letting that go.
Yeah, I feel like I would. Yeah.
I tell you what, Melissa, Mel, can I call you Mel? I feel like we have a little bond here. I don't think you're the first couple to have this debate. And it's a shame that your husband didn't want to be on the air, after all, to share his side of it. But I think we got it, because it's a very relatable thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of couples have had that conversation of, ugh, one of us is basically just working to pay for daycare. Nah. I mean, I've heard that I don't know how many times from people. So he says, you know what, it just makes more sense for you to stay home. What's the point? She's like, well, I like my job, A. B, I like my job. C, I like my job. Team wife, team husband. And why? I think we know where this one's going to go, but I've been surprised before. 237 hits, or you can text 35270 to weigh in on the Relationship Ref.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Ciro, Rat, and Maggie.
I think they're funnier. I think they're quirkier. And they're snarkier.
Yeah.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Looking for a mammal.
The Playhouse Relationship Ref.
Y94, the number one hit music station with Playhouse Zero, Rat, and Maggie. All right, so in Relationship Ref today on the Playhouse, we have Mel and her husband, who decided last minute he didn't want to be on the show. And what they're arguing over is she's about to give birth to their first child. And he's been, as he put it, crunching the numbers. And he says that, you know what, really, you would just basically be working to pay for daycare. Wouldn't it make more sense for you to stay at home? And she says, well, no, we would have a little extra spending money. But also, I like my job, so I don't agree with you at all. And he says, I just don't think it makes sense. Financially, I think it would make more sense for you to stay home, and I don't want a daycare raising my baby. And so that's where they are, and they keep going back and forth. You weigh in. Team husband, team wife, 237 hits. You can text 35270. Team husband or wife?
I'm totally team wife. I feel the husband was smart not to say anything because he's completely the winner here. All he wants is what's best for his family. And for her to say, no, I need to work, I have to do this, is really a selfish thing. She's having a baby. It's time to be a mom. It's nice that he's not only willing to provide for his family and probably have more kids and things like that. He's a loving parent. He's a loving husband. And she needs to stop being a selfish brat.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. Team husband or wife in this one?
That's a hard one because both sides are right. I have three children, and I'm the stay-at-home mom right now, and it's hard to trust someone else with your children, and you always hear stories about kids getting molested at daycare, so it is a big argument. And men do not like to be the ones to stay at home. They need to be making the money and feeling important, so it's kind of a pick your battle.
You know, I'll tell you. I said this as we started soliciting for feedback and votes in the relationship ref on the Playhouse. I said, you know, sometimes I'm surprised. Actually, shocked right now.
Mm-hmm.
As I heard Mel telling her story, I was like, oh, well, she says she likes her job and it fulfills her. And people are going to hear that and go, well, why would you give that up? Of course, you know, if you love your job, why would you have to go to work? You have to have the kid in daycare. You can't just give that up. That's the complete opposite so far. So, there's not a right or wrong answer. I thought I knew what people were going to say, and I was wrong. 237 hits. You can text 35270 in the relationship ref. Basically, about to have their first child. And husband goes, you know what? I was looking at it. You're basically working just to pay for daycare. She says, no, that's not true. I looked at it, too. Would have a little extra spending money, but even more valuable, I really enjoy my job. It fulfills me. And he says, well, I don't want a daycare raising my baby, which is completely a separate issue from the financial stuff. I think it should be pointed out. What are we seeing for text, Rant?
Team wife. She needs to stand her ground. Stay-at-home moms need to want to do that. Not all of us feel fulfilled at home all day with kids. He's right. She should focus on being a good mom. But if she's going to be bitter doing so, she probably wouldn't be the best stay-at-home mom. So ultimately, it has to be her decision. She sounds a tad bit dramatic. I don't think he is devaluing her job. He's being realistic. I stayed at home with my daughter for 11 months, and it was the best decision I ever made. The bond and skills developed in the first year is incredible. She should give it some more thought. She can always go back to work if she decides she doesn't want to be a stay-at-home mom.
I think it's a shame that it maybe wasn't better illustrated how permanent the two of them were thinking, or what he was thinking, maybe. You know, because this person said 11 months and their team husband. Well, is this 11 months? Is this a year? Or is this 15 years, 5 years, 18 years? How long were you thinking this would be the case? Is it just till kindergarten, 5 years? I don't know. Team husband or wife in this one?
Husband.
Why?
Because as a mom myself, I would love to not have to work. I hardly get to see my kids. And when I do, it's just I go home, give them dinner, baths, and then put them to bed, and then get up in the morning and get them ready for daycare. And I miss my kids all the time, and I don't love that someone else is basically there with them more than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that after she does have the baby, she's not going to want to leave, so maybe afterwards she's going to realize that she does want to stay home. There's a lot of people that wish that they could stay home with their babies. And I think that she will be one of those people after it happens, and she's lucky that she can.
Okay. Well, listen, we appreciate the feedback. We certainly do in all things, but especially relationship ref, because it is entirely based off your votes and your feedback. I do think it's interesting that so many of the votes that are team husband are from people that are envious of the situation.
Yes.
And say, well, I wish we had the ability to do that, where there could be one person that worked and someone that stayed home. I wish that we had what they have. She doesn't want it, though.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to go to work. She wants to feel that fulfillment. She enjoys her job. So remember, when you vote, you're not voting on what you wish you could have done in your relationship. You're voting on someone that says, I really like my job. I don't want to do that. My husband's trying to force me into this situation. I'm not trying to steer your votes. I'm a little shocked. Maggie, are you team husband or wife in this one?
I think I'm wife because I'm not a mom yet, but, you know, I know a lot of people that have kids, and it's kind of their own personal me time, like their own away time. And they say that, you know, the kids get better interaction with other kids. They play better. They learn to share, especially being an only child, mm-hmm. unless they're planning on having more kids. You know, I think he needs to go with her on this one.
I'm clearly team wife, too. You can see where my vote is. I'm illustrating my bias in every comment I have. I think it's interesting that so many people are like, yes, that job that you love, no. I'm not a mother. It's not possible for me genetically to be, biologically to be, but I'm someone that comes to work every day and thoroughly enjoys what they do for a living. If someone was like, no, sorry, financially, it doesn't make sense for you to do that anymore. No, you're gonna stay home and you're going to raise our child. But I like my job. I really do. No, thank you. I can't imagine someone telling me, no, sorry, I don't care that you like your job. You know what I mean?
Well, and you can still be a good mom and have your kids in daycare. I think I understand the logistics of what the husband is talking about, but you're asking her to basically handicap her career. Because even if she may be able to go back to work, but that's going to start her back at the beginning and stop all the work that she's made to get where she is.
You team husband or wife? Hi.
Wife. So I think the husband should win. I don't know what she's talking about. I think if I had an opportunity to stay home with my children, I would be all over that. I would die for that.
All right. You know, and you're another person. We appreciate the feedback, but I think we got to remember in this situation, in relationship ref, you aren't voting on your opinion of a situation. You are voting on an opinion of a couple. These are two people. Not a situation that you're applying to your own life, as we often ask you to, but these two people. A woman that wants to go to work. Some more of those texts.
That's a tough one. If you both agree that your child is better off at home, then maybe you should be willing to give up your job to raise your child. I know when we had our second kid, my wife changed jobs to have better hours. It's called sacrifice for the betterment of your children. I'm a single mom with twin 8-year-olds. I stayed home with them for 4 years, completing my master's degree in that time, and now I've been gradually returning to work. My kids still want me around more. Think of the kids, team husband. Team mom, most people don't like their job. If you do, keep going. One kid does not mean stay at home. Maybe after the next one, price might be a real factor. But right now, definitely say no. Team wife, not everyone's cut out to be a stay-at-home mom. She shouldn't have to derail her career. And as a mother of 5, daycare is wonderful for kids. And mom, it's good for mom. They both get the social interaction.
Who ended up winning this thing? I think maybe it started out looking one direction. Did it change or no?
It still remained fairly close, but the wife does edge out the husband.
I think that is the big difference between just talking about it in general. You know, wouldn't that be great if we had that financial situation, honey? Yeah, it would be. Wouldn't that be great? I think a lot of people would have that conversation. But when you have somebody that's like, no, you don't understand. I really, really enjoy what I do. It makes me feel fulfilled. To want to be like, no, sorry, you can't do that. I think it leaves bad taste in my mouth. I don't know.
Well, and somebody pointed out she's going to get like 6 weeks off work for maternity leave. Maybe that's the chance for her to find out if she likes it and then can further that decision.
Yeah, and it's not a permanent decision, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if she is working and she's going, oh, no, I'd rather be at home. Her husband has already opened that door. So a very tight race. Wife seems to edge it out, you said. Thank you for your votes. We appreciate it. A little bit different than some relationship refs. I've never been so opinionated or shocked at our responses. Daft Punk, get lucky in a couple of minutes.
This is violent and scary.
The Morning Playhouse.
You need therapy more than any other human being I have ever met in my life.
It's obvious.
Y94.